I am the founder of Rooted. It's been downloaded over 4 million times and made over a million in revenue.
Meet Anya. She built an iPhone app with no coding experience that's been downloaded over 4 million times.
I don't have any technical background, so I basically started taking what I thought would be helpful and I started drawing it out in a notebook.
But what's more important than how she built it is how she found the idea.
In my fourth year of university, I actually got a panic attack.
In this episode, we dive into how Anya turned a very painful experience into an app that has generated over $1 million. Specifically, Anya breaks down how to know if a problem you experience might be worth turning it into an app, how she built it without being an experienced app developer, and the four-step framework she used to get millions of users. Let's dive in. I'm Pat Walls, and this is Starter Story. All right, welcome Anya to the channel. Tell me about who you are, what you built, and what's your story.
Hey, my name is Anya, and I'm the founder of Rooted for Panic Attack and Anxiety Relief. Since launching in 2019, it's been downloaded over 4 million times and made over a million in revenue.
I mean, wow, that's insane. 4 million downloads on an app that you built. Can you tell me about how this all started, how you even came up with the idea to build something like this?
Yeah, in my fourth year of university, I actually got a panic attack seemingly out of nowhere. I had no idea what they were before. And I was far away from home. I had no family doctor, and I really struggled to find the resources that I needed to get better. So as I was looking through the app stores and looking online for something to help, I realized that there's nothing that really spoke to me. Things were really either clinical or there were hypnosis-based apps, and it just really wasn't what I was looking for. So that's why I figured I had something to launch here.
I mean, I think what you did is awesome is that you actually had this personal problem, this very painful personal problem, and then you decided to build something. I guess my question is, how'd you get the confidence to know that this was something worth building? How did you like validate that this could be something that could be big?
Yeah, so my idea at the time was to download and try existing apps. And I noticed a common theme in the user reviews that there was this gap when it came to identifying what a panic attack is and also solutions for how to basically get through a panic attack in the moment. And I put together a really early version of Rooted, a prototype, an MVP type solution. And the first few hundred users said that even though there was still some lagging, some bugs, some incomplete parts, they really wanted me to keep going with it. And that was super encouraging.
What would be your advice to someone who, let's say they do have a personal problem, like a painful problem, like mental health thing or something like that? What would be your advice on how to like validate that this is something worth building?
Yeah, I'd say if you are passionate about solving a problem, then really launching with just an MVP to get that feedback out there. For me, I think I was just like obsessed with getting the idea out there. And I really didn't then listen to the naysayers as much because I was like, I need to prove this out myself. So if you're confident that other people are experiencing your problem, it's worth just launching an MVP to see if what you've created will help them.
Okay, well, perfect segue on that. Let's talk about how you built that MVP, how you built the first version of that app. I understand that you don't have a technical background. You're not a programmer or a coder. How did you do it? How'd you build something worth using?
I basically started taking what I thought would be helpful and I started drawing it out in a notebook. And I was thinking about the way I wanted the information to be presented. What would be most helpful for me in that moment of a panic attack? How do I keep things super simple in the app when somebody's really overwhelmed as they're using it? And so I took these ideas and sketches from my notebooks, and then I taught myself how to basically create them as wireframes in Photoshop and Illustrator. And then, yeah, I went to an agency and I could not afford to work with the agency. So that certainly set me back time-wise. But then at one point, a student developer said that he would love to work with me. And so that's how I was able to finally launch that first MVP.
Yeah, if you could just give me a breakdown of, you know, how long this took, how much did you actually spend to get this prototype put together? What did that look like?
With the student developer, what I did was I just put in all my savings. You know, as a non-technical founder, it just took a few months once I actually had the developer. And that's because all of the content, all of the wireframes before then were already created. I did want to learn enough to at least be able to communicate what I wanted better. I just sort of focused a lot on the design, making sure all that was really simple. The first prototype of Rooted was essentially the panic attack button that would walk you through a panic attack. And that actually hasn't changed a ton over the years because it's really the core of Rooted. It's the aha moment that really resonates with users. What's changed is the design and the way it looks right now. But that core idea of how to stop a panic attack is still there and rooted after all these years. So I launched with that, a simple breathing tool, and then the lessons on how to understand panic attacks and anxiety and where they're coming from.
All right, so you launched this, you build this, you're getting early traction. Now this is a huge app with millions of downloads. What did that growth timeline look like for you? How long did it take?
So it started off quite slow. I'd say in the first year, we reached around 10,000 downloads. It wasn't until year two or so that we reached 100,000 downloads. And I remember after that, I guess we just knew that there was a real demand for it and kept going. And I hit 1 million downloads, I think in year three.
You mentioned just a second ago that you did this with a full-time job. How did you do that?
Yeah. So when I first started Rooted, I was working 4 days a week and I had told my employers at the time that I was starting Rooted. I'm doing this like Rooted 3 days a week and this other job 4 days a week. So I basically had no weekends or social life for quite a few years. I don't think there's any shortcuts though. I think that's just something I had to go through.
Tell me about that decision to go full-time on Rooted. What did that look like?
So I had already been wanting to do it for probably a year before I did it. Revenue was there. It could sustain me comfortably for over a year. Yeah, it really happened when there was a lot of shifts at the other job and it just became a lot less enjoyable. And I just decided that now is time. That was about 3 years ago now. So maybe 2.5 to 3 years into Rooted.
All right, before we get back to Anya's story, let's talk about where it all started. Anya didn't have a business background or app development experience. She just had a painful personal problem and decided to build a solution for herself. And that simple decision became a million-dollar app. This is exactly why we launched Starter Story Build. It's our flagship program where you'll learn to build and launch your project using AI coding tools, even if you have zero coding experience. In just a few weeks, you'll go from idea to a working production app, just like Anya did. So if you're ready to turn your problem into your next project, head to the link in the description to check out Starter Story Build. All right, let's get back to the episode. All right, let's jump into the growth side of things. I know that you grew this app from 0 to 4 million plus downloads. What are some of the tactics or maybe the top three things when it comes to growing a mobile or an iPhone app?
First, it was active social media engagement. But I remember that I used to spend literal hours going through posts, writing helpful comments, leaving links back to Rooted, and really trying to be helpful in what I wrote. Secondly, I would say press releases. In the early days, I didn't want to be even known as like the anxiety girl. I didn't want that to like define me. Then I realized, you know, once you actually put your name to a story, it does resonate better with the audiences. I would find people online, journalists that wrote about mental health, and then I would reach out to them either on LinkedIn or try to get their email and send pitches that way. It was a ton of work because not many people ever respond to me. But what ended up happening is every now and then we'd get featured in a pretty major way for small apps. So we were in Cosmopolitan, we've been in Women's Health, we were even in Time Magazine, which was a big one. All of that really happened from these organic cold emails. And then the third thing would be a huge focus on app store optimization. So I focused a lot on making sure that the product matches what the users are looking for. They see on your product page, they download the app, they use it, and then they use the same keywords to describe their experience via the user reviews. That was like the holy circle. And if you can get that loop going, it I think it's a really strong presence for app store optimization.
That's great. And would you have any advice for how to be helpful in 2025? You probably talked to a lot of people that are just starting to build apps. What's your advice on being helpful and doing something similar to what you did?
I'd say not leading with, hey, this is my app, go download it, but actually maybe even answering something like a question online that your app answers. I would almost take something like from a Rooted lesson. So let's say there's somebody makes a post saying that, you know, they have this like horrible experience with anxiety on a run today. Then I could like kind of share like why that might have happened and why, you know, it's normal and it's okay and whatnot.
Okay. So beyond the tactics, which we talked a little bit about, I want to know now, you know, what's the bigger strategy? What does it take to build a successful app in 2025? What would be your playbook that you'd give to someone who is just starting out today?
All right. So step one, build a product that actually delivers what your page promises. That'll lead not only to more positive downloads, aka like people leaving positive experiences, but people will also then share it. And like the word of mouth engagement is quite important. Step two, listen to your users. So user reviews are super important. Oftentimes everything you need to know is written in the user reviews. And sometimes your own assumption of what a user needs might not actually be what they do need. Step three, optimize App Store presence continuously. Doing a release frequently shows that you continue to work on the app. I do one once every week, and that shows that you're constantly working on fixing bugs, improving the user experience. And step four, partner strategically. So be that a wellness organization. We've done a few B2B contracts as well. A ton of different therapy groups and psychologist offices are recommending and using Rooted. And this has been something that's been helpful now in 2025.
One thing that I'm curious about, as someone who's built a really successful app, also helped a lot of people build successful apps, what is like the most important metrics to be tracking? Is it revenue, downloads? What is it?
Well, for me, and I think especially being in the mental health space, it's been about user reviews. So our rating, we've been able to maintain a 4.8 out of 5 rating. And this is really, really important to me. Users leave comments about how Rooted has helped them go back to work, go back to school, just reclaim confidence in their lives. We've also realized that based on usage that we're able to now take a panic attack and users are feeling better from the panic attack within under 2 minutes. It's just been really exciting to work on that and kind of see really how effective Rooted is and what users say about it. I think actually our focus on tracking user reviews and the quality of Rooted over revenue has been a big factor as to why we've grown.
All right, so we talked all about how you built this app, how you came up with the idea, how you grew it to millions of users. Can we see the app? How does it actually work?
Yeah, so when you first open the app, you're greeted with this blue app mascot named Ron. The main feature here is if you're in the middle of a panic attack, you'll see this red button. This is an SOS button, and it'll basically ask you how you're feeling based on either wanting to feel okay in the moment or wanting to face the panic attack head on. And it walks you through these prompts, which help to essentially activate the parasympathetic nervous system. And the parasympathetic nervous system is the one that calms us down. There's also this tool for deep breathing, and probably my favorite features are these lessons. They're actually lessons on understanding anxiety, what the physical and mental effects are, the causes and theories, and so forth. We also have a journal tool where you can kind of share what your feelings are, share what you've accomplished, what's weighing you down, what you're grateful for. We also have over 100 visualizations and sleep sounds. And then most recently, we have a games tool. And these are supposed to be really simple, relaxing games. Users have asked for this for many years. So the idea is for the games to be really simple things that you can play when you are on a plane or in a busy subway, just things to kind of distract you when you're feeling a little anxious in the moment. Now that we have as many downloads as we have, whenever I launch something, I almost instantly, like within a week, I get to see thousands of people use it, right? So yeah. That's just been incredible.
All right, well, thank you for showing me that. I think what you built is awesome, and it's an amazing tool for millions of people to use. You've done it. You built an app. It's really successful. You quit your full-time job. You do this for a living now. What would be your advice to someone who's maybe just starting out? Maybe they've just started building an app, or they have an idea for an app. What would be your advice to someone who's starting out?
I would suggest that you listen to users very closely. They will have the answers you need. They'll help you know what to focus on. And I believe, especially in the mental health space, at the end of the day, that's who we're most responsible. Launching Rooted with the MVP and getting that original feedback. I mean, to this day, I still read all the user reviews, even though I have somebody else do the responses now. I still go in and I make sure I know what's going on and just to have a pulse on what users are saying. I'd also recommend taking care of yourself along the way. I think there were definitely quite a few points where I almost reached burnout. I was building something really intense, and that level of intensity was with me at all times. And I think looking back, I wish I celebrated a few of the smaller moments more, because now I realize that those were like the most awesome moments, whereas really I was just focused on the next thing and ready to get to the next thing. So I would recommend taking care of yourself and also celebrating the small wins.
Well, thank you, Anya, for coming onto the channel. I think what you built is awesome. I'm so excited to share it with all of our subscribers on YouTube. I think what you built is really needed in the world. So thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks again to Anya for coming onto the channel. Personally, I loved hearing about how she grew Rooted from just a painful personal problem, like a panic attack, into an app that's been downloaded over 4 million times and made over $1 million. But reminder, it all started from finding that simple problem and building something. You can't skip that step if you want to build something that could potentially change your life. And this is exactly why we launched Starter Story Build. We'll help you take a problem from your own life and turn it into a working app using only AI tools. So if you're ready to build and launch your app, just head to the first link in the description to check out Starter Story Build. That's it for this episode. Let me know what you think in the comments. Thank you again for watching. We'll see you in the next one.